4, 1, 2, 5, 8, 6, 6, 300. But now, as you continue to call, we are going to bring on with us the aforementioned David Schechter of TheaterWorks USA. Hi, David.
Hi, good morning, Larry.
Hi, thanks for hanging on. And what part of the country do we find you in today?
I'm in New York City.
I figured you might be. And David is with TheaterWorks USA, which is a theater company that brings to life great works for children and families. And Peter Pan is going to be coming to the Byam Theater as well as regional locations October 20th. Tell me a little bit about why TheaterWorks USA wanted to do Peter Pan and how you're producing it.
Well, Peter Pan, as many people know, is a very classic story. It's been beloved for 100 years. And it's a tale about childhood and imagination and magic and what it means to be friends and what it means to be part of a family. What we've done with the story is quite original in that it's set in an attic, I'm a director and co-adapter of the story. And it's set in 1910 in the Edwardian England, where a group of cousins sneak up to the attic, which is filled with all sorts of wonderful objects. And they decide to play act the story of Peter Pan, creating it with their imaginations from what's in the attic.
Oh.
So, for example, a rowboat might be a ladder. The pirate ship is add a broom and a bedsheet to the ladder. Or the crocodile who's stalking the pirate is created out of a pair of snowshoes for the mouth and tennis rackets for the eyes and a green bedspread for the body. A poison cake in the story is made out of three rows of hat boxes, things like that. So we see the power of imagination and creativity to create a world around you and to play. So it encourages young people to create their own worlds using what's in their daily life and to use their own imaginations rather than just, say, playing video games where someone else's imagination is in the forefront.
David,
and there are some original songs in it.
Uh-huh.
It's not the familiar musical that many people know. It's actually a totally original piece.
What a great idea. I didn't mean to interrupt. Because you've made this accessible adults who they will find joy, I think, in watching kids create their own rendition of the play. And kids will find a lot of pleasure in experiencing the play, and in your mind, you'll kind of be creating along with the kids in the attic, right, as they put it together. What a cool...
Absolutely. You're wondering how they're going to do the next story, the next part of the story, and the next new character. For example, Captain Hook, who's our evil villain and a fun one, uses an old Victrola horn to create his hook, which earlier is used as a pipe. And the cast are adults, and so it's adults playing children, playing other children and adults. So the adults watching can identify on a double level of seeing themselves in their childhood again. And the kids watching can have the joy of seeing adults playing, but playing like kids do.
How large is the cast?
It's 6 people who play all the characters.
Oh, that sounds terrific. And it's coming to Pittsburgh, brought here by Pittsburgh International Children's Theater and the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust. And October 20th, tomorrow, is when it opens. Will you be in Pittsburgh tomorrow for the opening?
I wish I were, but I'm here chained to New York City. But the cast will be there, yeah.
Well, it'll be here on the 20th, tomorrow, when it opens. And then it goes to a number of regional locations, which is the great thing, one of the great things about Pittsburgh International Children's Theater, on to a number of different locations. So if you can't come downtown to the theater, you'll be able to make it. And I'm looking to see if I've got a list of the schedule. I do. The Byam Theater tomorrow and Monday, then Penny Hills High School on Wednesday, Marshall Middle School for 2 shows on Thursday, Hopewell High School on Friday, and Mount Lebanon High School on Saturday, and Seneca Valley on Sunday the 27th. What a great run.
Yeah, anything else? Nice long run.
Yeah, anything else you wanted to mention, David?
Just that the play encourages children to use their own imaginations and to see not only childhood as an awfully great adventure, but as Peter Pan says, growing up is also an awfully big adventure.
Yeah, it sounds, I love the way that you're presenting it through this particular lens. It sounds terrific. Thanks for being with us so early.
Oh, my pleasure. It's a nice way to wake up.
Thanks. Take care. That's David Schechter. And good morning to Mrs. Edwards, who says Seventh Heaven.